shit. Shit because they had me, really had me, and I hated, loathed, was repulsed, sickened by having hands on me without my consent, and double shit because I had been so utterly fooled, and come to think of it, triple shit. Because not only did this group know how to handle itself against an enemy, they knew how to handle themselves against me. This wasn't a shakedown or a robbery or any other sort of thug-mugging gang. This was the execution of a plan dreamed up by someone who used well-trained or at least well-drilled, disciplined people who knew just how good I was and who weren't taking any chances. "Bring him here," said somebody I couldn't see. And they did. All 18 legs of them spiraled around so that I might face the man who had spoken. He stood on a jutting piece of web form a couple of meters over our heads. He looked about 50, which meant nothing, of course. Still, I had the impression that his appearance was natural, non-cosmetic, which would have made him a couple of decades younger than me. But I only noticed those details in passing, the way I noticed his well-worn tunic and his beard and the unusually long, thin fingers on the hands hanging clasped before him. For beside him stood Eyes, clean now and amongst her folk, safe, long brown hair tucked into something functional, legging things on the legs of her pants, simple tunic like her father's. Was it her father who stood at her side? I never found out. She looked strong and capable and lovely and well worth the fighting that had gone on for her sake. Still Eyes, too. Hers shone in the sun. "You must forgive us," began their leader, opening his hands in an expression of regret, "for having treated you in this fashion. But your somewhat lethal reputation has preceded you."
"Is that supposed to be an apology?" I snarled.
"It is."
"That the best you can do?"
He stiffened. So, in fact, did a couple of the ones holding me. Eyes, I noticed, showed no reaction at all. She was still waiting.
"I assume," he began again, "that your statement implies release."
He paused, wiped his brow clear of a lock of sandy gray hair with one of those long fingers.
"Quite understandable, of course," he resumed. "Even reasonable, under normal circumstances."
Those hands clasped together again, and he peered forcefully into my eyes.
"You, sir, are hardly normal circumstances, even for us. If I were to have you set free, how many of your captors would be killed or maimed or otherwise handicapped before they could get free?"